5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today, it's Tuesday, the 26th of November. We're cutting it fine here, guys. It's 10:30. By the time I finish this podcast, it might well be fucking Wednesday. You know, when the fucking messages will come in. Where's this podcast? Doing whatever fucking lunatic job you bastards do. What's a crack, lad? I'm welding the underside of a space shuttle here waiting for this fucking podcast. Apologies to you, because that's the real Dead On Mafia. That's the people out there avoiding work, listening to this goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? Up the peelers. Anyway, let me do some plugs and shit before we crack on with this thing. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm playing my own tunes this week because these aren't my tunes. Shout out to Polymath, aka Phil McEwen. You know what I'm saying? Because I played Mac Miller last week, and from the fucking grave, the bastard had me kicked off YouTube. Unbelievable. Had to edit the fucking podcast like 9 times. I don't know whether... I mean, it is hilarious, the fact that you play a tune and, you know, it's not promo. You're just playing the song because you like it. And then the actual name of the podcast is called Pedo Express. And no one says a fucking word. What's the crack there? Fucking Steve Jobs. He had probably nothing to do with it. What's the crack there? Huh? Tim Berners, that would be called the cunt invented the internet. I have no idea. Anyway, all jokes aside, guys, all right? Let me tell you about something. Shout out to... Oh, yeah. Here we go. There were some seats added to the Odyssey gig, the second gig. They said, like, oh, there's going to be extra seats added. And then I looked, and then it literally looked like there wasn't seats added. It looked like maybe just, like, 40 people give up their seats. That's what it looked like. So that's very close to selling out, guys. If you look at the website, there's be dots all around for the 24th of January, 2020. And you look around and you go, okay, I got 2 seats there, I got 3 seats there. So if you want to get them for Christmas or whatever, get on that, because they will disappear. And because that's what happens, you know, it gets closer to the time. People go, what are you doing tonight? And they go, oh, I'm going to see Colin Geddes. They go, fuck that, I must go to that. And then they can't get a ticket. So get a ticket now. I can sleep at night. It'll be sold out and we'll just fucking party on. And that's it. The tour show, literally, I mean, the only place that has some tickets left is like Armagh, which is the last one, 21st of December. Coleraine, Riverside, which is, I mean, it's literally like 11 tickets or something. And then the other one was like Downpatrick Arts Centre, which was about 5 tickets. So it's probably sold out. So what else can I say? Thank you very much for everyone who came out to the whole tour. I mean, it's first time ever I think I've been able to put up a tour and like every fucking gig was just like boom, 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 sold out. Bar like ones that I'd love to say sold out, like Glasgow, but like they didn't sell out technically. That's only the instrumental, guys. Don't kick me off YouTube, fuck's sake. Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it was like technically a sellout because they could have sold more tickets, but you would have been standing, basically, is what I'm saying. So it kills me to not be like, Glasgow was sold out, because if you were there, Glasgow was jammed. It was jammed out, bro, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so, yeah, all the tour shows are pretty much sold out, so that's fucking unbelievable, and we'll be back next year with another motherfucking tour. In fact, I've probably got about 20 new minutes already, so eat my fucking ass, every other comedian in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking nothing. Shitting it out. Even when I'm not trying, it's happening. You know what I mean? It's happening in the background. The fucking factory never shuts down. Let me slurp loudly. You know why we're here, guys? For fuck's sake, loud slurps. And purple nerps. Here we go. Tour shows. And the 4th of December in Laveries. undecided lineup, and I don't know what to do. Maybe I might just fucking headline, because you know what? It's my club, and about once a year I'm allowed to go, I haven't been here in a month. Let me really fucking enjoy myself, all right?
It's Christmas.
And then we've got one on the 18th, which is Chris Kent, which is like, bro, I actually can't believe we can still book Chris Kent for Laveries, because this cunt is a fucking genius, okay? Get to that shit, 18th, and on the 4th of December, I don't know what to do, I might just step in there. Anything else to fucking tell you guys? Nah, let's fucking play the intro. I'm going to neck this coffee, because it's 10:30 at night, and I'll be up all night anyway, wiping shite. That's my job now. Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Right about music. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul. Paul and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Know what I'm saying? Oh, there we go again. See, this is why I need a soundboard. I'm going to get myself a soundboard for next week, and it says $48.99 on fucking the App Store. And I tell you what, they can fucking rim my gape. They can get in my gape and have a look around. You know what I mean? Like they're on Homes Under the Hammer. Oh, look at this. the start of, you see, the name General Banter came from the old Audio Picnic podcasts. Which I think would be a nice, I'm going to write that down actually, that'd be a nice Patreon bonus if I got my hands on those and just uploaded them, even though there's probably some shit in there that I said that would definitely get me cancelled, even though I say things every week that would definitely get me cancelled on this Audio Picnic. The first section in that was called, General Banter, and you know, we'd talk to the guys, be like, what was your General Banter this week, what'd you get up to? But I think now, every fucking podcast I do, I'm just going to have to kick off with General Ranter. And it's just me absolutely using this as therapy, because I haven't slept in forever. You can probably tell by looking at my face. But, you know, there's some shit I got to get off my chest. Now, who the fuck is meanwhile in Ireland? Because let me tell you something. The cunts have a set of balls on them. I was on Facebook there, and I'll look it up here. A page called, let me see, Meanwhile in Ireland. You've seen it everywhere. And they're one of these pages where they don't make anything themselves. They just kind of steal, and then they pretend to credit you, and then they go, there you go, we just get more and more people on our fucking pages. And that's the height of it. And let me see, Meanwhile in Ireland. You see, there's two, even Meanwhile in Ireland has a fucking rip-off page. We reached 570,000 followers on social media. Thank you, we appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, yeah, we appreciate it because we fucking steal content. You can see it. They're putting Dave Allen sketches up. They're putting up two Johnny sketches. They're putting up all sorts. Now, I don't know when they did this, but they put up a video, right? They put up a fucking video, and it was basically Aaron came to my house one day and he goes, oh, I might do like a buck fast video or something. I was like, oh, you should do like a poem, you know, like one of those real epic but kind of bullshit things where people do this big rant. There it is there, buck fast poem. 46,000 fucking likes they have on it there. 46,000 views. It says buck fast poem. Now this is the bit that crawls in my gape, okay? It crawls in my gape. Aaron came to my house. That's the feel behind my house, first of all. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Take your shoes off and get in the gape, for fuck's sake. Buckfast Die Young. You know, standard General Banter / Colin Geddes font there. And he's in the field. It's slow motion. He starts talking, okay? We wrote like this bullshit fucking poem. Buckfast. I remember it because he was walking up and down my living room and I was like shouting fucking lines at him. And he's like, yes, that's good.
Buckfast! People used to say, you're lucky to be alive.
Now, that's him just in a field behind our house. Now, we put that up. I don't know how many hits the original one has, to be honest with you. You got a lot of traction off that, you know what I mean? People in Scotland love that. Now, in the bottom left-hand corner, the credit says, in brackets, just in time. Now, these fucking dickheads can't even steal correctly. They've credited someone who's already stolen it. Shout out to that. And fucking, does it say? It says a poem by Aaron McCann at the start. It says by Aaron McCann at the start. And they still wrote just in time, whoever the fuck that is. And then here's the best bit. You get to the fucking end. They've already credited someone incorrectly. And then it gets to the end. Boom. General Banter badge. You fucking morons. And then, this is the type of twat that's fucking running this. Modern day Shakespeare, spelled S-H-A-K-E-S-P-E-A-R-P-E-A-R. Now, I tried to be clever there, and I spelled it wrong, but that's definitely not how you spell Shakespeare. Let me double check that. Shake. Yeah. S-H-A-K-E-S-P-E-A-R-E. You fucking tard. Also, you don't hear many Shakespeares, do you? You know what I mean? The King of fucking English. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, there's like, who else is fucking, there's plenty of fucking Yeatses and fucking whatevers. You know, there's a load of those names kicking about. There's no one's like, have you met my mate, Tommy Shakespeare? Fuck me, a cunt wouldn't shut the fuck up all day, would he? But anyhow, fucking meanwhile in Ireland. And then I got, what did I write there? Yeah, I wrote, I put a comment under this. Now, it doesn't have a lot of likes because they probably are too stupid to even see what's going on. I said, do you want the original file, seeing that I wrote, shot, and edited this video featuring R. McCann in a field behind my house? You fucking wannabe cunts. Isn't that crazy? And that's hypothetic life has got. I'm a 33-year-old man complaining that a website took something that I was involved in, and I'm like, that's mine. I wanted that attention. Even though I'm not even in the video, which is hilarious. Now that's my breakdown over. I've had my breakdown. Okay. Let me put on my MVMT shades that they sent me for free. You know what I mean? Balling out of fucking control around here. Fuck's sake. By the way, we'll get a discount code for this next week. You know, you'll be able to get yourself some shades in the winter. You know what I'm saying? Colin coming through with the life deals. You know what I'm saying? Here, what is it? The 17th of December? Run out of gift ideas for people? Get yourself sunglasses, okay? Now, these are pretty swagged out. You know what I mean? They're grey and blue, but there you have it. Fuck's sake. Yeah, here's the other thing I was going to mention to you. These podcasts will no longer have any questions at the end of them, just because I'm sure people are getting a bit like, all right, I've heard your podcast, I'm going to fucking flick to the end. Fuck all that shit. What I'm going to do is, I'm still going to take questions, okay? And I want you guys out there, don't be shy about this, because I've tried this before, where I'm like, I'm going to do questions from Patreon, no one really fucking asks anything or gives me any topics that they want to hear me chat shit about. So I never ended up doing it, but
Jesus Christ, mate. Fucking hell, mate. That loud enough for what the fuck?
So anyhow, what the fuck? Oh yeah, so basically what I'm going to do is, anyone who chips into the Patreon, I'm going to put up things for questions and on the Secret Dead on Mafia page. I'm just going to be like, give me any topics, questions, and the ones that I would do on the podcast, I will answer. Because basically what happens is, they're like prompts and it kicks you along and you end up doing maybe like another 20, 25 minutes of chatting shit on the podcast. So I'm going to put that up. I'm going to put questions up and just Monday night send through a bunch of questions or topics or anything cool you want me to look at. And I'll record that as like a separate podcast or whatever. So there you go. It'll be a bit more raw than this one. It'll just be me talking. It probably won't be a clip or whatever. So there you have it, guys. Okay, just a bit of information, bit of housekeeping for the lads. We didn't read this shit. This is the most brutal thing I read this week. What's the cunt's name? Jack Whitehall. I seen this review in The Guardian, and I want to say that it was sponsored, the link that I seen. Jack Whitehall review, puerile, inauthentic, and by all numbers. Oh, and by all numbers jokes. What? And by numbers jokes? Hey. Guess who's not reviewing for The Guardian anytime soon? Old jumbly brain, thin gruel. Jack Whitehall at the O2 Arena, London. It's not an auspicious start to Jack Whitehall's show when he opens with a crude mime about hard, soft and thumbing it in Brexit. Of course, no one's here for political insight. There you go. You said it yourself. Basically, they just rimmed this guy's thing. But like, you know, it's so weird. First of all, who's reviewing comedy? What's this guy's name? Brian Logan. What a fucking floppy cock he is. So here we are. Political insight notwithstanding, that he has always come across as the Conservative Party in stand-up form. The state of the world has never been Whitehall's concern, but even by his own flimsy standards, stood up as thin gruel from the 31-year-old. Am I older than him? Fuck, I need to get my shit together. With one flouncing routine after another about diarrhea, wanking, farting, photographs of his inflamed anus. Now, up until that last part, I was like, is this guy stealing my material? And photographs of his inflamed anus. 2 hours of I get that. I get that sort of fucking reputation. People are like, oh, Colin's wild dirty. Oh, you wouldn't put him on here and all. Let me tell you something, you fucking dickheads. It's very smart. Okay? There's points in there wrapped in shit. You know when people are like, oh, you can't fucking polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter. Here's what I do. I take my glitter log and I roll it in shite. So you go, oh my God, that's covered shit. Oh my God, it's brilliant on the inside. Now, I don't know why I really took pleasure in watching him getting rimmed by The Guardian here, but here you go. 2 hours of exposure to that photograph could scarcely be more dispiriting than Whitehall. I'm reading this at the weird angle. Than Whitehall's touring set, which combines puerility, hack joke writing, and rampant authenticity in equal measure. The latter doesn't concern his poshness. That is as complacently upfront a feature as ever. There's the obligatory routine about hobnobbing with Windsors and a running joke about mispronouncing Proly High Street brands. Now, these are words I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading here. It's more that his anecdotes frequently ring untrue. Isn't that weird? Like, he's doing the O2 and he's walking around saying things and this guy's in the audience going, you're talking shit, dog. Shit, bro. That's because the story details are improbable and he reeks of insincerity. Witness the joke. What? Witness the joke he pretends he told just to test out our poor taste threshold. Oh yeah, one of those ones. And I said to him, aren't I a naughty boy? Eye roll that follows various not very naughty remarks. Well, there you go. Isn't that funny? Like, isn't that funny? Now, I don't know why I read this out in the podcast, but it was just something weird about, like, it's probably because I have the SSE coming up, and I'm like, imagine starting your fucking tour in somewhere that big and going out with, like, half an unpolished routine and then just getting shat upon and it fucking the rest of your goddamn tour up. I mean, I don't know what it is. I think it's just that people fall into this thing of, like, you gotta do an hour every year, and probably someone like him who's got TV jobs and stuff, you get busy and you don't really get to fucking live life and actually talk about shit that you want to talk about or get the time to really work it out. I don't do that either, but I think I work a bit differently, as in I like to I like a wee bit of fucking panic in the back of my set, even though it is going to kill me someday. But, like, you know, the idea of something being like a polished routine makes me bored as shit. But fucking hell, if that's the start of his tour, unless the rest of them are completely sold out, he just got absolutely rimmed there. No 3D personality arises from these by-numbers jokes, nor any sense of an interest in people or the world. Environmentalism is lightly mocked. There's a chirpy Auschwitz punchline and a routine about how to speak to people with a lazy eye. Bro, is this my set? And then there's all those jokes about pooing in the swimming pool, pooing at Chernobyl, farting in front of his ex, farting in a urinal. The Whitehall show is full of crap becomes, by the end, less matter of opinion, statement of irrefutable fact. There you go, man, that is fucking scary. Now, here's the thing that cracks me up. I've seen a lot of people gig, and I see a lot of people on the rise. Oh my God, broken neck, which is great. But then I see all these fucking posters and they've got quotes from them and it's like, such and such is the fucking hottest shit to come out of fucking my ass since blah blah. You know? And I'm like, I've been in stand-up 10 years, okay? Just over 10 years. You know, I don't have a fucking single quote that I can put on a poster. No one comes to see any of my shit. You know, I doubt there'd be like a Belfast Telegraph review of Geddes at the SSE. No one's coming to Lavery's. No one's reviewing anything. Which brings me to, please rate and review this podcast if you're listening on the podcast app or iTunes. Because I don't know what it does, but it does something. And I don't know. I really don't know what the point of me reading that out was. I think I just gave me the shits when I read it. That you could like fucking be popular enough to do something and then someone just comes along from The Guardian and fucking reviews it and shits on the rest of your tour. But yeah, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, unfortunately, like, sometimes, you know, a cushy sort of posh lifestyle that he's had doesn't probably lend itself well to good comedy. And they're all like, oh, it's all shit and fart jokes and all. Some of the stuff I've heard, some of the best shit I've ever seen is real dirty and quite silly like that, but I don't know. Who the fuck knows, man? Who the fuck knows? And let me say something. It's happened again. If you're talking about dirty jokes, it has happened again, guys. We had a bit of fucking action on the Malteser ad where the girl's all like, and then I had a seizure, dug, 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 and then he squirted all over the place. You know, only without actually saying, squirted all over the place. It's happened again, guys. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. Please let me find this. Well, there's two of them. We'll play this one first, okay? This one's the text message. Okay, the text message. Let me set the scene. Girl and boyfriend are at their parents' house. She texts who she thinks is her boyfriend sitting right beside her. But then she texts the dad by accident, okay? She's typing, fancy a quickie, two emojis.
Hold tight.
So.
Text meant for Danny, sent to Daddy.
Oh! Text sent to Daddy that was supposed to go to Danny.
Relax, I'm your tanguru. Just blame it on autocorrect.
Yeah. Blame it on autocorrect, right?
I meant quiche. I fancy quiche. Like aubergine. We should have an aubergine quiche for dinner tonight. I love quiche.
Time to tango.
I love it.
We should have an aubergine quiche. Brilliant. So that's what happened there. She was like, do you fancy a quickie? Now this dirty bastard put in two fucking aubergine emojis. She's like, do you want a quickie? Gurk, gurk. You know what I mean? Are we going skiing? And in fairness, that guy looks like he would be laying down quickies. You know what I'm saying? She's like, do you fancy... Now, who's doing that, like, in their parents' house when they're just sitting watching TV? Do you fancy a quickie? Hey, what's up? The both of us are just gonna... all both of us just go into the bedroom right now and watch TV. Goo, 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 goo. Yeah, he looks like he's dishing out quickies. He looks like he's just like... You know? Just... You know what I'm saying? Just burping worms early. Now, there is another one, which is... Now, this is what drives me nuts, guys, okay? It's the fucking almost dirty, you know? It's the, like, oh, we're a bit innuendo, we're a bit tongue-in-cheek. You know, we're on the fence of decency. Let me see if I can get this other ad. Head massager. This is a good one. Let me set the scene. Same girl, you dirty, dirty bastard. Is that even her same dad? Okay, she walks in her bedroom. The da has been hoking through the drawers. Red flag, okay?
This Amelia.
He goes, what's this, Amelia? Now, Amelia probably looks like she has a fanny, like a fucking cheese Dorito.
What on earth is...
Just a wee orange triangle, you know what I mean? Wait for that sour cream chive dip, bitch.
This Amelia.
What's this, Amelia? Holds up literally one of those fucking, like, Hitachi things.
Hold tight.
Hold tight, here comes the black girl with some fucking information, bruv.
Relax. I'm your tanguru.
Tanguru.
Just tell him it's a massager. Perfect.
It is a massager for your fucking blurt.
after a stressful day.
It relieves tension headaches, Dad.
Oh, wow.
And he's handling it, you know what I mean? And which is funny also, because it's been in her gape.
Could I borrow this and take this to work tomorrow?
And he's rubbing on his head.
Wow. Relaxing, that's lovely.
Darling, come and try this head massager.
And he's going to show it to the wife.
Time to tango.
Darling.
And the funny thing is, you know, you can play this in front of a child. They're like, oh, it's a head massager. I don't know what's going on. But it's the fucking like, oh, look how dirty we are. You know, they're like, what's this, darling? It's a head massager. And he doesn't know. He doesn't know that it's been in her twat. And that's the whole joke. Dad, what are you like, bro? What are you like, Doug? You're going to take that into work and someone's going to be like, what's going on here? You know? That smells weird. And the joke is, you don't know it goes in her cunt. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, Amelia, you fucking dirty, dirty piglet.
What on earth is this, Amelia?
Hold tight.
Hold tight, Dad. Here's the deal, bruv. She's been sticking up a fucking slice in it. And you don't even know because you're a fucking square, bruv. What you doing, bruv? Going through life with a fucking... with the blinkers on, mate. You never seen a fucking Hitachi, bruv. You don't watch the porn hubs where they fucking, you know, jam it in their fucking clits, bruv. You know what I'm saying? And they do a big square piss across the room and everyone's like, oh, I'm actually squirting. You're like, well, it's conveniently a litre and a half of it coming out your fucking piss hole, bruv. Have you not left the house, bruv? Do you not know where fucking Hitachi is and doing a bit of squirting, bruv?
Relax.
Relax, Amelia, you stinking bitch.
Tanguru.
Why don't you get a new boyfriend, seeing that you're fucking having to drill the fucking clam off yourself every fucking day and ask for quickies and Sunday dinner, bruv? And two emojis.
Just tell him it's a massager. Perfect after a stressful day.
It relieves tension headaches, Dad.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I haven't left the flat. I live in a cave. I wouldn't bother. Me and your mother basically put two blindfolds on, cut a hole in a sheet, you know, and I fucking deposit my fluids into a small receptacle, and then she does a handstand and we pour it in, and therefore procreation. I wouldn't know anything about sexual pleasure or gratification at all. What is this? Is this for the tension headache? Even if it said on it, head massager, and it had four bits on it, and you go, quite clear that goes on your head, the second someone looks away, I'm pressing it on my bulb. And that's facts, bruv. That is facts, bruv. I'm sticking it on my fucking belly, bruv.
Oh, wow.
Everyone needs red hair, you know what I mean? Amelia needs, like, fucking one of them black.com things, you know what I mean? There's just fucking, like, an American football team just... just fucking ruining her gape.
Some takes to it.
Not her gape, like I said earlier, her gait, as in changing the way she walks.
Right. Oh, wow. Relaxing, huh?
This is what cracks me up about everything now. Like, you know, it's... I mean, first of all, dudes are so bad at fucking that, like, it's... And the amount of sex toys and stuff that they're knocking about, it's like, it's as if girls are like, bro, you just can't get cock around here. You could literally go to the door unwashed in your fucking, you know, dressing gown or house coat, depending on which side of the fucking peace wall you grew up on, and then just go, cock! And there would be a queue down the fucking street. And, you know, by default, some of them probably, you know, decent bit of cock knocking about. But it's fully just like, yeah, well, you know, We're exploring ourselves sexually, so of course we have sex toys. I've told you many times in this podcast about some girl's fucking birthday. It was like her 21st. And it was all her fucking man aunties and all around. And they just thought it would be funny that everybody bought her like fucking dildos and vibrators and stuff. And that's, even then, they're like, that's what men are like, aren't they? Listen, Denise, you fucking happy birthday. Love you. Take that up to the bedroom and give yourself a good fucking clear night later on. You know, happy birthday. That's on your Auntie Teresa. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? When you're fucking driving it on in there, I'll fucking text you. That's Auntie Tracy. You're welcome. Very welcome. There's a spare packet of batteries for you. Whereas, like, if this was an ad for, you know, a dude, they'd walk in and the ma would be like, Graham, what's this? And he holds up a fleshlight and he goes, it's for keeping pound coins in. And she'd go, you be putting your dick in it, you dirty cunt. Because that's fellas, you know what I mean? It wouldn't matter what. If she took up like half a fucking watermelon from under his bed, he'd be like, oh yeah, use that to fucking, you know, just as an air freshener. You'd be fucking sticking your cock in it. Doesn't matter what you find in a fella's bedroom, his dick's been in it. You know what I'm saying? I found two spoons under your bed. I'm gonna fucking slap my bollocks, right? Fucking leave me alone. I can't get the ride. That's always the way. You know, if you walk in, the girl's got this. It's like, she can't get enough dick. She can't get quality dick anyway. So she got her fucking, you know, you got to get the numbers in with the fucking sex toy. You know, the ma finds a fleshlight under the bed. And they're like, is this a fleshlight? Oh yeah, ma, it's because I'm a fucking minger and I can't get the ride. And they're just like, well, we're going to have to report you to the police, you fucking nonce. You know what I'm saying? You're not attracted to your hand like a fucking normal fella? What are you, a fucking paedophile? You don't get aroused by your own fucking hand? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, bruv, just fucking, what more do you need, bruv? You know what I mean? You work in a fucking, you work in a building site, mate. And then you go to CrossFit and do fucking toes to bar, mate. You got calluses on the fucking hands, innit? Why still don't want to run up and down your cock, bruv? You know what I mean? Fucking. By the way, the most disturbing bit of this whole video is, it's for Tango. Tango tastes like you fucking stirred it with a fucking vibrator. It tastes like you fucking give someone a fucking enema with a Baraka and then they let it fall into a can and then you're like, wake up hungover and you're like, I'll drink anything that's wet. And you're like, still disgusting. Yeah, bruv. Tastes like you fill up my anus, bruv.
Darling, come and try this, head massager. It's lovely. Time to tango.
Sticky situation. Ah, sticky, all right. Cause the subtext is, minutes ago, it was in her vulva. Someone writes, I want a head massager. Didn't know if this thing was allowed on ads. I've seen this this advert when I saw Good Boys in theatres. Yeah, it's a massager, all right. Yeah, no shit, Jim. Oh, I often drink Tango whilst I'm masturbating. I know, fuck me, like. She well comes everywhere when she uses that. I was forced to sit through this at the cinema and I was offended and appalled, tasteless and crude. I mean, this is the fucking Jack Whitehall set, in effect. This is gay. Tasteless and crude. And what in the hell has this or the quickie advert got to do with anyone buying soft drink? Well, here we are. We're talking about it and that's all that matters. I haven't bought your products in years and this will not change that. This is supposed to be funny. I hope you go bankrupt and go out of business. Good riddance. This is embarrassing and mixed company. Why was I forced to watch something I didn't want to see in order to watch a film I paid to see? Well, how do you know what's going to be in the movie, you fucking lunatic? Anyway, I mean, it's just that it's like the Malteser one. It's just bad, though. And if you attach it to, I mean, you could sit there and go, you're just some fucking male chauvinist giving off because you're not getting it your way and the patriarchy and blah-de-blah. Blah. But it seems to be, yeah, like, if it's a woman or if it's, and people are thinking, no, fella's got this and finally the tables are turning. Not really. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there used to be like an ad for a car, and there's a girl in a bikini or something, and you're like, well, you know, that we put two and two together. You know what I mean? You get the car, you get the hot chicks. These ads are like, no, well, because it's a woman, you know, and they're sexually liberal now, we can do that. And because she's in a wheelchair and a woman and glasses and ginger, she can do this. And because she's fucking, you know, a person of colour, which is a term we shouldn't probably use in a couple of years. We'll figure out that's fucking retarded. Can't use retarded. Pardon me, you fucking pack of facts. Sorry, I can't use that. But here, it's just like, there's always a thing where if anyone all of a sudden points the finger, you know, they can be like, listen, stop slagging off, you know, British Muslims or something. You can always tie something to it to make you sort of bulletproof. And that's where, like, a fucking... Not that I'm feel hard, but hard done by. I say whatever the fuck I want and rarely give a shit. But there's a lot of stuff that even I've pitched to people and they're like, no, that's a bit indecent. And you're like, what's indecent? That you fell over and said, fuck. You know what I mean? None of this is, like, crude or anything. It's just, like... And I'll tell you what, I felt like this since I was a child, because I remember going to a football camp in Coleraine, and I was sitting around, and one of the guys was like, it was one of these fucking, you know, like, send your kids away for, like, a week to play football. In, like, halls of residence at Coleraine. I was about fucking 11. Yeah, he was one of the guys taking it, who I thought was probably 30. He was probably, like, 21, doing, like, a summer scheme. And he's like, here, boys, does anyone know any jokes? And I went, oh, yeah, because I read it in a fucking cracker or something. I was like, oh, yeah, when are you... You know what do you call a dinosaur with piles? Megasaurus. Thought it was fucking goddamn fucking David Tell for a second. And he goes, oh, here, don't be swearing. You can't be fucking swearing, can you? Don't be using crude language like that. You can't say arse. And then he goes, right, boys. Do you ever see them shite spreaders you see flying about the fields? And from that moment, that's when I went, there is no fucking... There is no fairness in the world. There's no justice. I was like, I said arse, and you said shite, and I know already on my hierarchy of swears, shite is worse. You fucking piece of shit. And here we are, all these years later, and my tune hasn't changed whatsoever. There you go. I don't know where I'm going with any of these points, to be honest with you. You know, if I swim out into the middle of the lake, and then I realise I've no way back. What was my point? Can't remember. Fuck it. Pedos drink tango, and that's a fact. Yeah, doing some of that blurt tango. Anyway. Sorry, Maureen texted me a photo of the baby, and she goes, he's so big now. Let me just scrape that away, as if I got rid of that there. There you go. Let me see a picture of my boy. My child. He looks so big now. I'll tell you why he looks so big, Maureen. Because he's been awake, feeding for a week. He's getting big, all right. He's putting on weight real fast. And his arms are yoked. He's got big fucking shoulders. You know what I mean? While we're still, you know, in a bit of a midnight rager here. Watching I'm a Celebrity. Not with any closeness. I literally haven't watched the full episode. Because it's the same shit. You know what I mean? Programs like that drive me nuts. See when it's like, oh, we're watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And I'm like, not again. Not again with the same shit. And then they fucking flop about the floor pretending they can dance. And you're like, it's the same fucking shit. Oh, he's got a funny name. You know what I mean? Cheryl Hole. Did I piss myself? I did. But Jesus Christ. And I was watching that, and Maureen's parents called up, and someone was like, oh, what are you just Bruce Jenner? Sorry, Caitlyn Jenner, I dead named her. Fuck. Caitlyn Jenner, age, I'll bet you, like, let me see, 70 years old. And I near fell off the fucking seat when Maureen's da goes... We're like, oh, 70, and I, big lad for 70. And I went, I think James Haskell and her are seeing the same PT, because they're both of them are fucking yoked. And I said, he goes, you think when they got the boobs in that it'd give her a 70-year-old boob job? And I went, what a fucking brilliant point. What a brilliant point. Because they fucking, I heard someone talk about this before. They were like, you know, women wear fucking heels and skirts to work and all, and that's just the patriarchy and blah, da, 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 and you have to dress the fucking, all this shit. And they're basically talking it down, like, why would you do yourself up just to look good in front of men? And then fucking Bruce here changes to Caitlyn and is running around in heels, and everyone's like, you go, girl, you celebrate your femininity, you're 100% a woman. And then gives her, like, a fucking 27-year-old boob job. This bitch is 70. Get some fucking 70-year-old knee clappers on the, you know what I mean? She should be folding them up to put them in the fucking bra. You know what I'm saying? Give her the fucking, you want to get your dick cut off? We're going to leave some big old fucking elephant ear flaps between you, because welcome to womanhood, you know what I'm saying? I watched the thing, Jermaine Greer, she goes, you know, these people transitioning and they get to enjoy all the fucking highlights, basically, of being a woman. She goes, you're not a real woman until you've lived your whole life with a big smelly fanny. And I went, fucking, there you go. There you go, Jermaine, you fucking mob bastard. Give her the 70-year-old shit. I reckon there's probably plenty of people transition and the second their wounds heal, they're like, I'd love a wank. Oh, I can't. Fuck. Where's that head massager? You'd have a fucking tension headache, all right. There's Bruce Jenner with a belly top on. What about that day and age? You could just wear a belly top if you're an athlete and some jean shorts. Fucks. Look at the tits. Look at the fucking Zeppelin tits they give her. Unbelievable. Let me see. I've been watching some serious shit in the middle of the night, like, you know, because I rewatched I'm a Celebrity, because you're just, the baby is awake, you know what I mean? He sleeps all day, parties all night. It'll happen in like two windows. You know, like, he'll sleep a wee bit between, say, it's like 10 to 11 now. He'll probably sleep to about 12, feed again. Maybe fall asleep again. Then he'd wake up at 2, and then it's off to the races, baby. He is fucking zinged. He's awake. He's ready to party. And he'll suck the fucking tits off any man. Maureen, get the fry on. So you end up watching a bunch of shit. How brutal was You've Been Framed? Do you know what I mean? It was the original fucking, like, feels video. But it is, some of the things you're like, are they okay, bro? Do you know what I mean? And they don't even fucking reference it. They just go, whoops. Doink. Make a funny noise. You know, like some 70-year-old goes to grab a fucking rope swing and she hasn't held her weight in fucking, like, 55 years. And she goes to swing and snaps and she does a half somersault and lands on her neck. She's like, doink. And there's a da 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 da. How is she? Oh, she fucking dusted her neck and died immediately. You know what I mean? Fucking 12-year-old comes down a hill and hits a fucking ramp. You know what I mean? Goes head first, lands. You know that when you land on your face and your body folds over the top and your neck snaps. Spent the rest of his life in a chair. 250 quid though. I'll get you some new fucking trainers. You know what I mean? Oh, someone's racing a fucking caravan, and then the wind catches and the caravan rolls over. What happened? They all fucking died. The gas bottle that was attached to the fucking thing popped open and exploded and blew their fucking heads off. Oh, someone greased up the floor in their kitchen and then a kid runs in, whoosh, smashes into the cooker. What happened? Cut his fucking artery in his groin and bled out in the kitchen and she's just left there holding this fucking baby corpse. There's never a follow-up on You've Been Framed, is there? Oh, someone's fucking flying around a go-kart track. Spins out. Goes on fire. On to the next one. What happened to him? Burnt his fucking eyelids off. Was strapped in. Couldn't move. On fire with petrol. You've Been Framed. Where are they now? The most depressing show of all time. You know what I mean?
I thought it would be a good idea to get on the child's...
I thought it would be a good idea to get on the children's fucking Segway, and then I slipped and my neck hit the corner of the steps. Now I feed through a tube. I used the 250 pounds to buy a blender to liquidate my food.
Oh, Jesus, fuck my hole.
Oh. Unbelievable. Any follow-up on fucking Prince Andrew? You know that cunt's getting murdered, like. You know, he's like, oh, we got called in. We got called in for a crisis meeting with the fucking, the royal family. And then it'll just be, Prince Andrew was found, had a heart attack in his hotel room. With 9 bullet holes in his chest. Which is like, who gives a fuck? Do you know what I was thinking? I touched on this last week, and I felt like I was trying to defend paedophiles. See, when they're like, they keep pushing the underage bit, you know what I mean? Underage. And you're like, first of all, if the person was 17, it's way weirder that you have rich mates that you can fly to, like, Fuck Island, and someone has trafficked these girls there. And I don't, like, does it matter if they're 17, 18, 19, like, it's weirder that there's a fucking island somewhere and your mate's like, listen, none of these girls got any dads knocking about Thailand for fucking free. You know, what are these girls saying? All right, mum, I'm just away on a work trip. I'm a model now. What happened? Well, some fucking gross old man flew me to an island and basically was like, do you like jet skis? I do. Do you like fucking, you know, all you can eat buffets? I do. Do you want to eat this old man's cock? We all like an all-inclusive. I don't know, so fucking weird. There's something weird about that. There was a picture of them. It was Jeremy Corbyn. And they were basically like, this is what both these guys were doing in like 1980. And one of them was like protesting against like apartheid or something. And then, what's his tits there? Boris Johnson was, you know, in a Burlington club. I'm going to see. I done that fucking did it. Burlington Club is an infamous exclusive and covert all-male dining club for Oxford University students, not officially recognised. That would be my worst night. Skull and Bones Society, Order of the Nine Angles, Seven Society, the Porcelain Club. They all sound like fucking gay clubs. Alright, let me just do a wee... Now here we're back to The Guardian, you know what I mean? What is it about posh sexism, vandalism and bullying inside the Boris Johnson era Burlington Club? Look at these, and we're bringing back the word, and it's got a new meaning, faggots. I'll be honest, we're taking the power away from that word, and we're reinstating it as the only description for a guy who will put on a fucking top and tails and go and eat dinner with other dudes. Hang it. Nothing to do with sexuality. It's more just like you're tucking a napkin into your trousers. Hang it. It is notorious for champagne swilling, restaurant trashing, pleb taunting elitism. Now new light has been shed on the outrageous antics of the Burlington Club. Oh, it's the Burlington Club! It sounds like Burlington is like a word you would say when you have a mouthful of fucking peacock meat. The Oxford University group that... may be about to produce its second British Prime Minister by someone intimately connected to... Is this an old article or what the fuck? Scene from 2014, The Riot Club. Anyway, yeah, there's just all these fucking, like... They perform sex acts sometimes at the shared dining table and sometimes elsewhere on the premises. I helped recruit for the Burlington Club and advised the president on its activities. I know very well what the patterns of behaviour were. When her ex-boyfriend was president, they had prostitutes at the dinners. They performed sex acts. I mean, in 2016, Ralph Perry Robinson, so fucking like inbred rich guy, a Burlington member in the mid-80s confirmed the prostitutes attended club events. We always hired whores, prostitutes, and were paid extra by members who wanted to use them. Bro. The woman said, the whole culture was to get extremely drunk and exert vandalism. Every time someone was elected, they had to have their room smashed to pieces. People talk about the Burlington Club trashing places, but it was serious criminal damage. One incident she recalled at the Magdalen College involved a large galleried room that had just been refurbished with expensive wooden panelling. Every piece of furniture that could have been broken was broken. Every liquid sprayed around the room, cum, and panelling was cracked, and everything was piled up in a heap in the middle of the room. The college door to Magdalen was smashed to pieces. Yeah, they spent a great billing to members. Found it amusing if people were intimidated or frightened by their behaviour. I remember them walking down the street in Oxford in their tails, chanting "Bowler, bowler," and smashing bottles along the way just to cow people. It's fucking wild, isn't it? This is like Harry Potter on fucking coke. This shit here. The woman who was the club recruiter said Boris was one of the big beasts of the club. He was up for anything. They treated certain types of people with absolute disdain and referred to them as plebs or grockles. I mean, how fucking Harry Potter is that? And the police were always called plod. Their attitude was that women were there for their entertainment. Oh my God. They just sound like pieces of shit. In 2013, Johnson, who reputedly still greets former members with a cry of "Bowler, bowler, bowler," described it as a truly shameful vignette of almost superhuman undergraduate arrogance, toffishness and twittishness.
Oh, it's toffishness and twittishness. We poured petrol on a tramp and set him on fire. What a bunch of twits, eh? What a bunch of twits. Tonight we're down on Swan, boys, and then we stuff a fucking cop up a fucking prostitute's anus. Bulla bulla, my bunch of twits. I've got a van full of fucking Chinese girls with their feet bound if anyone fancies a fucking rape before their cheesecake. Ugh, should be lucky to get some fucking elite inbred cock of mine.
A photograph of club members in their Billington tailcoats taken in 1987 has been repeatedly republished since Cameron became Tory leader. The picture made him cringe, he said. We all did stupid things when we were young and we should learn the lessons. Yeah. Don't stick your dick in a pig's fucking face. Ah, look at these fucking knobbers, like. Knobheads. Just a bunch of dudes wearing suits being wankers. I mean, it just reeks of fucking... Oh. The Riot Club. I'm going to have to look that movie up. Never even heard of it. Anyway, what a bunch of posh fucking retards. Like, apparently, what was one of the things they had to do? Go up to like a homeless person and burn 20 quids in front of their face. You fucking piece of shit. And there's comedians getting shit. You know what I mean? There's comedians getting shit for someone going, "Oh, did you mention the word whatever? I think you should have your career cancelled." Oh, this dude fucked a pig and then, you know, fisted a prostitute over a dinner of fucking exclusively peacock and fucking puffin meat. Vote him in to fuck, sure. Comes from good breeding. Anyway, I've run out of steam here, guys. I've run out of steam. Shout out to... And so I watch it from afar. Got their jumper on here. Bought their 10-year anniversary pack. Saying that I opened for them at their 10-year anniversary gigs. Maybe they regret that, probably, but I had a great time, ordered some merch, and I'll tell you what, guys, I'm a straight up, here's what I need to realise, your boy is just an XL now, and that's a fact, you know what I mean, this jumper's double XL, is drowning me, you know what I'm saying, the boy is a straight up XL now, none of this 2XL carry on. A slinky, svelte XL. And we're heading down, guys. You know, I had a shitty week there when we were in and out of hospital. I didn't eat badly, but I didn't stick to my low-carb, low-sugar thing, you know. I had the odd bounty. You know what I'm saying? I had the odd sandwich. Didn't give a fuck. But here we are. Maintained weight, so that's all good. You know what I'm saying? So we'll stick to that. As I said before, I'm going to put up a little post next Monday about sending me questions, and I'll do a section on the Patreon where I upload questions, Also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload the audio from the last live. I've talked about this so long. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. I am yet to fucking get this shit right. Do you know what I mean? I never film these things correctly. No one ever knows how to capture these things correctly, no matter what gear you have. And I'm struggling to fucking do it in a way that's sustainable. And we will figure it out because I've bought my own cameras. And we'll get it fucking sorted. But yeah, I'll put up the audio from that as I work on the video, because the video is like, it's one of these things where it's going to take a full fucking day, and it's going to be a Patreon exclusive, and I've talked about it week on week, but it's just, it's tough times, guys. I'm not going to lie to you, you know, we've had some fucking spanners chucked in our works, okay? And it's just fucking tough, but there will be some exclusive Patreon stuff. I would like to do a very rough and ready Q&A if people want to get those questions and topics and stuff in on the secret Instagram and the Patreon, so we can get all over it. And that's about it. And one other thing, the General Banter Live t-shirts, I have reduced them down to like $12.50 or something. Some guy was like, you sure you could just give them away? And you're like, I'll be honest with you, mate, at $12.50, I pretty much am. All right, bro, because I picked the best fucking t-shirts, the best quality from the back print. It's not cheap, motherfucker. So they're on sale. If you want to get the last of those, I have to just get rid of them because it says 2019 on them, and which makes it kind of, a fucking limited edition type thing, because you won't be able to get them ever again. So there you have it. That's acongettis.com, and we're awaiting the new general merch, which, Jesus Christ, guys, it's swag time. It's not General Banter. It's nothing to do with my merch. It's just, it's a separate brand now. And we're going to have some very sweet gear. Very cool. Camo hats, camo t-shirts, hoodies, fucking, there's water bottles, there's beanies, there's fucking all sorts. There's t-shirts with patches on there. Oh my God, bro. So swag. But that's it. Let's get the fuck out of here. And we'll see yous next week. I have a tension headache, so I might need to go shove a fucking Theragun up my pisser. Cheers for listening, guys. Shout out the fucking Dead on Mafia, patreon.com/General Banter Podcast. We're going to get real active on there real soon, hopefully. And because I'm streamlining my life, guys. We're going to go podcast, stand-up, vlogs, and that's it. And everyone else can bite my fucking gape. Anyone use a good soundboard, give me a shout. See yous next week, guys. Peace out, you know?